with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only we must nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change entitled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on January 18, 2009.
Master,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you. You look so beautiful, Master.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Master, you're really beautiful.
I'm trying to look good for you guys.
Thank you, Master.
Cheer you up, you know? Yeah. Even though in this physical body, we don't live that long and it's temporal, but it's nice to look at, nice things, yeah? Pleasant things, right?
Yeah. Yes, Master.
Cheers up like the flowers or like the sunshine or like some cute animals. They do help to, uplift our mood a little bit. So I'm trying to lift your mood up. Nah? I know you work hard there, so I'm trying to look pretty for you guys.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
We love you, Master. We love you so much.
Thank you, love.
I have a question.
Tell me.
What do Martians eat? Are they all vegetarians?
They are. Almost all of them are vegans. They eat like once or twice or three times a day maximum, but they eat only like 1/4 of our average food intake on this planet daily, yeah? You see, they are happy folk. They don't eat that much. They cook with electricity. No, there's no gas, no fire there. Yeah? The temperature is always the same anyway, so they're mostly very healthy.
Underground weather in Mars is always the same. You know, they have a device to control the weather.
And they don't work so hard like what we do here. They don't stress for living. So they don't really need that much food. Yes, they eat very little and healthy. Let me see if anything else I check out. Okay, they eat cereals, yeah, like us.
Some kind, not all of what we have. Their farming is mostly hydroponic.
And they have fruit trees, they have cooking oil even, yes. They have cooking oil from cereals for cooking, yeah. And check it out, anything else? 1 second. Okay, because they are vegetarian, When they survived in the beginning, they have a stronger immune system. So these 2 million people were all vegetarians, actually, or vegan. The one who survived, the last of all that survived, after everybody dying, about 90% first, and then 5%, and then 3.8%, And the last one, that's only 0.2% survive. These are the vegetarians and vegan, because they have a stronger immune system. That is physically speaking, but you know already, it's karma, right?
Yeah.
They have good karma, and they're virtuous and meritorious, that's why. So they survive in any case, and they continue to be vegetarian. There were only 2 million, more or less, vegetarian and vegan at that time, but they don't have breatharian, they don't have fruitarian, and no solarian, especially now. I don't have solarium.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
And do Martians ever get sick?
No, they don't get sick. In case I forgot, let me check. Let me check, honey, for you. No. They're very happy. They don't have doctors there. They don't have nurses. They don't have hospitals. They don't have tax. They don't have prison. They don't have money. They don't have anything like what we have here that is bothersome and stressful, you know. Everyone contributes what they can honestly, sincerely, and happily. And they share whatever they have, you know. Each one has the special abilities or expertise, and they share everything they have together. There's no buying and selling over there. In such an atmosphere like that, you know, of course, you will be happy and you live long and you don't have a sickness, okay?
Thank you, Master. Another question: do Martians need to work for survival like we do, or for another reason? And what kind of work do they do?
No, they don't have to. Let me check what else I have. They don't have to, as I told you, yeah? Each one work according to their abilities and talents. They contribute and share together whatever they have. And so they don't have to work at all for survival, but they do work, you know, they do work voluntarily and freely for the benefits of themselves and all, you see, to contribute to their society, to their nation. But they don't call that work, you know, they work happily. And no one is forced to work because of money. Therefore, they work with all their heart and with all their pleasure. And they work as they want it. No government there to levy tax on them. And so no extra work, no overtime, and no stress, no boss, nothing. Nothing like that. Everybody does exactly what she or he wants, when and whatever she, he wants. Because they're all very disciplined, they trust each other, and the government trusts them, and they trust the so-called government. So there's no control. Everybody works honestly, sincerely, accordingly, and freely, and happily. Okay?
Yes, Master. Thank you.
I just found something more here, you know. They share everything. There's no rich, no poor. Yeah, no one owns more than anybody. Everything equal. They wear simple clothes. They have simple lifestyle. They eat simple. And they work according to ability and treat all equally. They don't have market. They don't have market, but they share everything. They share works and they share all the common goods together. Because they are very spiritual people, very spiritual and virtuous and disciplined. They learn from the mistakes that their ancestors made. They learn from the tragedy of their planet, and they work together as one people. They are very spiritual, especially the one who survive. And so the DNA and the tradition and the goodness keep passing down from generation to generation. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Master.
You're welcome. I think that's it.
What do they do for fun?
What do they do for fun? What do you think they do? They have radio. They have television. So they listen to radio to know what's going on, you know, between their cities and between their people. And they have internet like we have. Better, faster. Faster, much, much faster. Yes. Here, sometimes we have to wait for hours to download, you know. Even if I rent the best internet system, it still takes a long time to download or upload some information, yeah? But over there, it's faster, faster, yeah. Almost like whatever you put in there is there. It's almost like a fax or like you copy a letter out, that's it. Very simple. You push the right button, everything comes out quick. Push the right button, everything downloaded. Push the right button, everything uploaded. Just as you were talking or reading it, it's coming out. Yes. Like a copy machine or like fax or like email. Eh? Can read it right away. They have television. They have the Supreme Master television. I'm joking. Maybe they're watching. Wow. Yes, they are watching. My goodness. They've been watching Supreme Master television. Believe it or not.
Wow.
And they liked it very much.
Wow.
They liked it very much. I didn't know that up to now. I didn't ask about this. And now because you asked and I made a joke, and then they told me, yes, yes, we've been watching. That's very nice. That's a very nice surprise for me also. Thanks to your question. Yes. I did not think about that. I did not think they could watch interplanetary television.
Wow.
Oh my God. Millions of miles away, huh? Yes.
Yes.
They have dramas, yes. They have theaters. Yeah, they have comedian shows like us, yeah. And they also have sports, yes. But they don't have, violent sports. You know, their sports are mostly very healthy sports and non-violent. They can do like climbing, swimming, running, dancing, acrobic,
wow.
Yes. But they don't have entertainment like circus, you know, for example, or boxing, or racing between animals, yes, or fighting between animals or men. Nothing like that. Nothing that is abusive to people or animals. Everything is fun, healthy, wholesome, and benevolent, and nice. Okay? Winner and loser shake hands, hug, and kiss each other at the end. There's no enmity between them. Never. There's no competition like I have to win, you have to lose. There's no such thing. Everything is honest and play for fun. Let me see if anything else that I have missed out for you. I think that's it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Master.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my love. Yeah. I'm so happy. Thanks to her question that I know they're watching the Supreme Master television. It did not come across my mind to search for this answer. I did not even ask this question. Okay, because there's so much information coming in, and I thought that is just about it, you know. And I come in and out of research. I cannot just sit there. Sometimes the dogs, and sometimes time to get up, sometimes time to go out for other work to do. And maybe they have sent me this information before, but I missed it out, you know, between the going in and out. So thank you, huh? Very good question. Wow. I bet you guys are proud. I still have a little bit of information left. I hope your question is suitable.
Hello, Master.
Hello. Wie geht's dir?
Gut, danke schön. Master, what kind of transportation do the Martians use?
Okay, they have like cable cars, like a Straßenbahn, like in Germany, or electric. They have public and private flying cars. They have bicycles. And these are all free for everyone who needs it, can take it and use it. Nobody owns anything in Mars right now. Cars, airplane, everything is free of charge. And they can also walk, eh? Mm. But their flying cars or any cars are a little bit more in the round shape. It's not like square shape like us. They think it reduced more of the friction. So it flies and turn around quicker, easier. That's why they made it all round. If you have ever seen a UFO, it's almost the UFO style that they have taken photo before, yeah? And very, very fast, very fast, yeah? The fastest would be about 300 miles per hour. You know, some private and small one. The slowest would be like 100 miles an hour. That is about, wow, maybe 500 kilometers an hour, eh? The fastest one.
Do they have UFOs also?
I told you already, this kind of like a UFO, eh? You mean if they come down here with UFO?
Yes, or to other planets?
No. No, they don't go to us and go to other planet or not. No, no. They contented to stay where they are. Their cars and things look like UFOs or shape, you know, like a disc. Yes, round. So it reduces the friction with the air, you know, with the atmosphere. So it's faster. And that's why they can turn around easily. In our system, our car is square, yeah? Mostly square. When you want to turn around, you have to back up, back down, back, front, back. You know, it takes a long time. And it drives slowlier because of the friction with the atmospheric force. That's what I think. I'm not a scientist. I don't take my words for it. But they make it all around to reduce, you know, the frictions, and they're easier to turn around, back up, and all that. You can imagine, huh? Because their cities are small, you know, and they live underground, so the car has to be convenient and round, no corners and no edge, easier for them to maneuver and turn around.
Do they also have, like, teletransportation? Like, can they think they are somewhere else and then they go there just by thinking?
Some of them have this ability, but not all of them have. Hence, they need public and private transportation.
And what other kind of technology do they have?
You know, many things that they have that we have, but just more excellent, yeah, faster, and good quality. It doesn't break down often like what we have here. There's no virus on their computer, yeah? No mechanical failure in their cars, for example. Very rare, very rare. It lasts a long time, what they produce. And they have telephone, they have internet, as I mentioned before, they have radio, yes. And they have telepathy, of course, and teletransport.
What kind of energy, like sun energy, nuclear energy, light energy, electromagnetic energy, what kind of energy do they use?
Sun energy is out of question, eh? They don't have sun, underground. They have artificial sun, which is very nice, and it doesn't burn the skin, yes. And they can turn it off and on whenever they want. They also have the moon for the night, you know, a little very mellow light for the night. And they have free electricity, like Tesla style, you know, yes. Free electricity, they invented, and they use free electricity. Not like us, we have to have cable everywhere. We need instruments and so many complications, electric poles and electric bill and all that. Over there, they use free electric energy. Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 4 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful discussion titled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.